too much busy, busy, busy doing nothing. And no good looking busy when it don't count. With a head full of nothing turning inside out. You say you're gonna do it, but you can't right now. Cause I know all about you, telling me you're too busy, busy, can do. Question, no doubt, cause I know all about you, telling me you're too busy, busy, can do, but I don't think you mean it, I don't think you mean it, cause you're too much, busy, busy, doing nothing. I say, what you think you're doing with it, too much, busy, busy, doing nothing, every day, wasted all away, you're too much, busy, busy, doing nothing. I say,
welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 378. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started off with something bright and sunny there. That is The Beat featuring Rankin Roger with the song Busy Doing Nothing. That's on the new album Bounce, which came out September 30th on DMF Records. The band, of course, based out of originally Birmingham, England. Not sure now. That band's been through a lot. Originally The Beat in the UK, but known in the US as The English Beat. The band split, some years ago, and now there's two bands. The English Beat is Dave Wakeling, and he tours quite a bit. And then there's The Beat, which there features Rankin Roger, who basically stays in the UK. And I don't think we've seen him stateside for a while, though I think I might like that. That new album is pretty solid. It definitely speaks to that second wave ska that The English Beat and The Beat were known for, and updates it a bit. So it's sunny, it's nice, it's good. Anyway, I've got a long show here, and I shouldn't be prattling on. Let's play something new here. This is Joyce Manor with the song Fake ID.
And I'm the shouted, "Do you want to burn this place to the ground?" So the blood drained from your eyes and sound. We'll be right back.
punk rock there for you. Starting things off with Joyce Manor with the song Fake ID. That's on the album Cody, which came out October 7th on Epitaph Records. That band from Torrance, California. I picked that album up because, well, everyone said really good things about the last one. I never did hear the last one. I don't know if this one's better or worse. That song's pretty good. There's a couple in there I like pretty well, but overall, I don't know. I don't have a favorite new band. In the middle there was Hipshot Killer from Kansas City, Missouri. The song All the Hell in the World, which is the A side of the new single on the Too Much Rock single series, number 5. That'll be out October 21st on Happily Too Much Rock. After that, we heard from Made of Ace. That song is called Disaster of Noise, and it's on the album Made in England, which the band put out themselves in August of this year. Four gals, sisters, I think, from Hastings, very punk rock, bondage pants and all to prove it. Anyway, lots of music here, so I can't talk long, but I do need to let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. All right, more music. Let's jump into something here. This is new Connor Oberst, the song Barbary Coast.
There's a dance hall there where the sick folks go, like the olden days on the Barbary Coast. There's a barefoot child playing in the rain. You can sell your wares even if they're hard in the great bazaar or the parking lot, 'cause it takes a while to know who to blame. I might have a taste, 'cause the first one's free, and the checkout girl's got a thing for me, and they're both as sweet as the day is long. I don't wanna feel stuck, baby. I just wanna get drunk before noon. I don't mind my head when there's room to dream. Feel like Paul Gauguin painting breadfruit trees in some far off place where I don't belong. Tried to lose myself in the primitive, in Yosemite, like John Muir did, but his eyes were blue and mine are red and raw. Cause the modern world is a sight to see, it's a stimulant, it's pornography. It takes all my will not to turn it off. Don't want you to feel sad, baby. I take everything back, I swear I do. Once all the friends I had have used me up and left, I bet you hang around, I bet you'll hang around a while.
That was unexpected. That is Griff Rees with the song Set Fire to the Stars. That is the title track for the album and motion picture soundtrack of the same name. That came out September 30th on Twisted Nerve Records, though the movie came out several years ago. I didn't see it. It's evidently the story of Dylan Thomas's first week in America. It stars Elijah Wood. I don't know. Was it any good? Drop me a comment. Let me know. See if I should hunt that one down. Before that, we heard from Connor Oberst with the song Barbary Coast, and then parenthetically later. That is on the new album Ruminations, which out October 14th on Nonesuch Records. Connor is back in Omaha and recording that one, not with a giant room of people and every bell and whistle, but it sounds like just him and an acoustic guitar and a harmonica, and most of it was done in one take, I'm told. So a definite return to almost bedroom recording for him, just nobody hitting record on a tape deck to make that one happen. And we'll call that one a tribute to Bob Dylan and rewarding him for his Nobel Prize in Literature. Oh my goodness, I'm already sending us over time, so let me wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 378. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media outlet, including Facebook or Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, Cher UK at the Record Bar on the 21st, or Group Love the 21st at the Uptown. The 22nd, Too Much Rock single release party is Hipshot Killer at the Mills with Varma Cross opening. Black Pussy is playing across the street at the Riot Bar later that night. You can catch both. The 26th, Dean Ween and Meat Puppets at the Record Bar. 28th, Margot Price at Knuckleheads. 29th, Cave Girls at Davies. The 31st, Beach Slang and Bleached at Tank Room. The 1st, Sturgill Simpson at the Midland. 3rd, Car Seat Headrest at the Bottleneck. The 4th and 5th are Apocalypse Meow at Mills and Record Bar. We will have Rhonda on next week to talk all about that and preview some of the bands that are playing there. On the 7th, Laura Stevenson at the Riot Room. On the 9th, Napalm Death at the Riot Room. Or, actually, I think that's the 9th. The 9th is also the anniversary at the Record Bar. I'll be out of town. It's after the election. I'm going out of the country to hide, just in case. On the 17th, NoFX at Liberty Hall. On the 22nd, Harmar Superstar at the Riot Room. Okay, the website. A few new things out there, actually. There's photo and video and a little write-up of the La Sera Springtime Carnivore and TV Party Show. There's photos and video and a write-up of the Ailstorm, Necrogoblicon, another Other Realm, and Moonsick show out there as well. So a couple of new things to hit on the website. Okay, I'm over by minutes. Let's wrap these things up. One track left for you, the band Mono from Japan. They are a post-rock band, which means they sound like the other post-rock bands. That's my confession. I don't know good from bad. I mean, I know that, you know, Godspeed and Explosions in the Sky, and, you know, you've got, you know, the pinnacle of those bands. And then Mono, which sounds good to me, though they don't sound like they're pushing things in any particular way. I did see them at the old Record Bar, though, and they put on a really good show. Well, I don't know if it was a really good show. It was just really enveloping and nice. And so I'm not sure if this is good or bad. I don't know if it pushes the genre in any way, but it's nice, especially for a song called Requiem for Hell. It is the title track for the album, out October 14th on Temporary Residence Records. So anyway, from Tokyo, Japan, this is Mono with Requiem for Requiem for Hell. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.